And somebody asking me on the WhatsApp line, what is the meaning of Val d'Avis? It's Valley of Life, the Valley of Life. And it is a valley brimming with life. And you can see that in the water around us, in the beautiful green fields around us, and in the mountains towering over us. The mountains, the fields, the wine farms, obviously some of the key attractions to bring you to this part of the world. But let me bring in somebody who can tell us a bit more about some of the other things to tempt us here. Annelies Strobel is the CEO at Drakenstein Tourism, and it's lovely to have you with us today. Thanks for coming through to join us.
Thanks for having me.
Highbury's already done a wonderful job of explaining the heritage value of this area and the wonderful historical opportunities that can be explored in Paul. I was quite surprised when I did some background reading about how much adrenaline pumping stuff is going on out here. Annelies, should we start there?
Yes, I think Paul has definitely become like the main center in the winelands for outdoor and adrenaline activities. So we've got the skydiving that is just outside of Paul, and then also the paragliding that is very popular, which actually it's done from Paul Rock.
Wow.
Or on the other side, because Paul is quite an extensive area. On the other side, at a guest house called, I can't remember, sorry.
That's all right. No, board strokes are fine.
Yes.
I mean, mountain biking, I know, huge in this part of the world. There's a lot of single track laid out between Paul and Wellington, isn't there?
Yes. It's a very popular destination for mountain biking because we've got trails right around Paul Mountain that actually breaks up into, I think, almost 70 different trails.
Wow.
And the beauty of those are that the majority of those trails actually pass a wine farm, an olive farm,
a cheese farm.
So you can actually definitely do an entire day outing, and it's really safe. There's an app that you connect to, so if something happens to you, there's immediately emergency services. So it is actually quite a great adventure.
Fantastic. And wildlife, also not something you expect, but there are actual zebras roaming parts of Val d'Avis Estate, for the record. You've got an ostrich farm, a crocodile farm, a bird sanctuary in the area. I mean, those must be very popular, but imagine with families visiting in particular.
Yes, especially the crocodile farm. Mm-hmm. They do actually cage diving with the crocs, so you can...
That'll get the adrenaline pumping
You can join them for that. And and then we also have got a cheetah sanctuary.
Is Butterfly World still there? I used to bring my children through when they were very tiny to come and see the butterflies.
Yeah. Unfortunately, with COVID, they really have gone through a very tough time. But they do have endangered, they're also more of conservation now, looking after some wildlife, and but not that much butterflies anymore.
That's a pity. Okay, but at least the wildlife sanctuary element is still there. Alpacas also. There's an alpaca loom. I believe you can have an experience getting up close and personal with alpacas not too far from here.
Yes, it's a very awesome experience. Last year in May, we actually adopted a little Kriya, to help them with feeding. And Rona has now all grown up.
She's called Rona,
yes. And she's got babies of her own now. Yeah, so at Alpaca Loom, you can actually go on a tour at the facility. And they've got a beautiful little coffee shop and a shop where you can actually buy products. And they also then, there's also times that you can actually go and feed some of the alpacas. And they've got a llama there as well.
Okay. Yeah. I'd love it if our listeners would tell us about their favorite places to visit or experiences to have in this part of the world. I've already had one WhatsApp from somebody telling me that after the show is finished, I must go and pop into a brand new shop that's just opened in the Drakenstein Center called Indlu, which has got all locally sourced products and is really fantastic. Thank you for the tip. That's my drive home sorted. I'd love more of those messages. Ivan in Plumstead has a suggestion saying ballooning would be fantastic in Paul. I don't know if anybody's doing that yet, but if they're not, maybe it should be thought about.
They used to do quite a bit of ballooning in Paul, and they still do, but with the wind being
always
a factor, and especially in the winelands, because our grapes need sun, it needs wind, it needs rain, so it's not always the ideal conditions for that.
Okay. Another suggestion from a listener saying that the Drakenstein Lion Sanctuary is a family favorite of theirs.
awesome facility. They actually have got a tented camp where you can go and stay.
That sounds lovely.
Yes, and these are actually rescued lions from zoos. Fantastic. And the like, that they actually just provide a better life for to retire.
What a way and what a place to retire in. Fantastic. Look, we're surrounded by beautiful mountains. There is hiking, there is mountain climbing, there are the famous passes all around us for those who feel like a bit of adrenaline pumping driving. What about sort of the arts and crafts element? For those who like to just potter around shops and buy local products and that sort of thing, is anything to recommend for them?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned it. We've got a very active art community, and they're called the Pole Art Society.
Okay.
And they actually have their open studios this coming weekend.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
So you can actually go onto the Facebook page, Pole Art Society, where you can download the map or use the map to visit some of the artists. And it is from ceramics to sculpture to painting to, so it's actually quite a wide variety. And then 5 years ago, we started with a development program for crafters in Pole. Mm-hmm. And the development has actually progressed now to a point where they actually established a formal cooperative between the crafters and the artists. And their first exhibition is on the 14th of December in the Pole Town Hall.
Fantastic. Is there a website where information on all these events and attractions can be found, Annelies?
Yes. You can go on to pole-wellington.co.za.
pole-wellington.co.za. Yes. Okay. And to add to your list, a few of our listeners sending in their suggestions. Somebody saying, I went abseiling down Pole Rock with my family. Another person saying, I come from Simondium. I would definitely recommend a visit to Spice Route. There is a chocolate tasting at De Villiers Chocolates. I've had De Villiers Chocolates in studio before and I've done a chocolate tasting with them. It's definitely to be recommended. So thank you for that reminder. Again, Annelies, thanks. That website will be a good place to start if you wanted to plan a visit here.
Yeah. And you can subscribe to our newsletter, because it actually will provide you on a monthly basis with all the events taking place and also new attractions that is opening up.
Okay.
Yeah, so just on the Spice Route at Vildre, which is one of the first gin distilleries in South Africa, they now have a beach bar. So you can actually go down and have cocktails and put your feet in the sand.
I love it.
So we might not have the sea, but we do have that feeling.
The beach bar feeling.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
One more suggestion for now for Therese, who says, I did the historical Pole walk for my birthday last year in October, and it was absolutely amazing. Privileged to live in Windmill, so I feel that I'm permanently on holiday. Therese, thanks so much. I'm highly smiling to hear that message read out, I know. I want to thank both of our guests for giving us a glimpse of the many attractions of this area. You've been listening more recently to Annelies Strobel, the CEO of Drakenstein Tourism, and before her to Highbury van Niekerk of Pole Historical Walks and Tours. I'm going to have to come back for a follow-up visit. I can see that much. Thank you both for sharing the day with us.
Yes, I think you need a day away from the mic and just come and explore.
Sounds divine. Highbury, all the best to you.
Me.
We'll have
thank
to save
so
the
much.
Story of the man who had his pipeline to the distillery for that time instead.